It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated West Duluth businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Well, the public comment period is winding down in Wisconsin for management and action plans for fish, wildlife, and habitat. But there is a chance that if you procrastinated and didn't get around to looking up the information and making your feelings known, that the deadline perhaps could be extended. We're not sure about that yet, but we've got some details about that public comment period, how you make the comments, and maybe what some of the changes they're looking at might be. On the line with us this morning, Owen Boyle. He's the DNR Species Management Section Chief in Wisconsin, and he joins us from the road. Owen, good morning, and thanks so much for being here.
Good morning, Lisa. My pleasure.
So the public comment period is a wonderful opportunity for citizens with whatever government or State Department is holding a public comment period to weigh in on issues that are really important to folks. And there are a few things that are more important to folks in Minnesota and Wisconsin than habitat programs, fish, and wildlife issues. What are some of the changes, tweaks, fine-tunings, ideas that you're putting before folks and asking them to kind of weigh in on?
Well, before we get to changes, I just want to mention that the comment period that is open in Wisconsin right now is for two separate plans, which together sort of represent the vision for really for all fish and wildlife and habitat management within the state. And so the two plans are separate. They're requirements for two different federal grant programs. One is the Fish and Wildlife Habitat Management Plan, and that's geared more towards game, huntable, and fishable species. And the other is the Wildlife Action Plan, which sort of looks at the rest of species that are not huntable or fishable, so non-game species. And again, together they represent really the vision for keeping our native plants and animals healthy and on the landscape. And so both of these plans are as I said, required as for the states to get some federal monies to work on and conserve species. And so both are sort of ongoing. For both of these plans, it's a 10-year update. And so to your question regarding changes, there are no major sort of redirections or new directions for either plan at this point. Much of what has been updated is sort of the what has changed over the last 10 years. What do we know about the status of some of not some, but all of our native fish and wildlife species. And so really a lot of the documents are just sort of summarizing it. They're the most comprehensive information that we have regarding the status of, both individual species and the habitats that they require. And I should mention that every state also has one of each of these plans. And as you mentioned already, and so together, you sort of can look at nationally how our fish and wildlife populations are doing when you look across multiple plans.
Well, it's a wonderful idea to have the two plans from a public comment standpoint, because maybe you are a sportsman and you're interested in sport fish or animals that you hunt. There's a piece in this Fish, Wildlife, and Habitat Management Plan that deals with hunter education and constructing shooting ranges, for example. And so that would be the part that you would want to comment on and have a little feedback in. Otherwise, maybe you're somebody that is interested in the native wildlife species. You're wondering about protected species, about populations, that kind of thing, and how you protect, as you mentioned, non-game species. So it gives people, however they enjoy and appreciate the wilderness, an opportunity to kind of weigh in. Were you surprised that not much had changed in 10 years?
Well, you know, it depends on which species and which habitats you're talking about. You know, there have been some really great success stories. In Wisconsin, we've seen just fantastic recoveries of some species that were formerly rare, like trumpeter swans and osprey, that, you know, over the last 10 years, we've removed from our state endangered species list. And that's exactly the goal of the Wildlife Action Plan. In fact, the program, the State Wildlife Grant Program that was created by U.S. Congress back in 2000, they said, well, look, you know, we know there are limited funds, limited resources to do fish and wildlife conservation, so we're going to give or appropriate some funds for the states, but we want you to be accountable. We want you to do a wildlife action plan, take a comprehensive look at your fish and wildlife populations, and then report back to us and you know, chart a course and then keep track of how you're doing and keep reporting back to us. And that's exactly what the Wildlife Action Plan is. And the primary goal of that plan is to recover species that are rare and to essentially keep species off of endangered species lists, because we know we have, you know, limited resources for conservation, and history has shown that, you know, once something, a species does get so rare that it needs to be listed, then it is much more expensive and more onerous to recover. And so it's really a proactive approach that was really revolutionary that the U.S. Congress came up with over a decade ago. And so we have seen it working. And as I said, we have recovered a number of species, and that's been some of the most proactive and positive changes that we've seen. You know, on the flip side, of course, there are some trends that have continued for some species in a negative sense. Our grassland bird species have continued to decline, and so you know, the plan outlines ways, and I should mention that this is the plan's implementation of the plans are completely voluntary. They're essentially for organizations who are interested in working on conservation of these species, and sort of, you know, again, looking at your limited resources and saying, what do we do first and what's going to give us the most bang for our conservation buck? But it doesn't put any requirements or any regulations on folks.
Owen, if folks, I'm sorry, we're running out of time. I hate it when that happens. Owen, if folks are interested now, you mentioned that there is the possibility that the deadline will be extended. It's a possibility. The decision hasn't been made yet. But if folks want to comment, and also I'm guessing you've got a place online somewhere where you will let people know if the deadline's been extended or not, where's the best place for folks to go online and check for information, and then we'll get a link set up on our webpage so it'll be easy for people to find it.
Great, yes. And so folks can just visit dnr.wi.gov. That's the Wisconsin DNR homepage. And in the search box, just type in WAP10YEAR, so WAP 10 year, which is Wildlife Action Plan 10 year. And that'll get you to our update page. And, yes, it's very likely we will be extending the comment period. And just want to give folks a heads up that, especially the Wildlife Action Plan, these are technical documents and they're pretty long. And so, we've got some sort of guides to reviewing the Wildlife Action Plan. And if anyone, would like to be, more information and want to be talked through some of it, I'm happy to answer questions and they can give me a call.
Fantastic. We'll make sure that we get your home phone number, Owen, and post a link to that so that people can, you know, give you a call.
Super.
In the evening and just chat about, you know, wildlife management plans.
Excellent.
Owen, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Owen Boyle is the DNR Species Management Section Chief at the Wisconsin DNR, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.